This is Marketplace. I'm Kristen Schwab.
I grew up in rural Minnesota, and one of my core childhood memories is Schwann's. Schwann's has been around since the 50s, and it's an iconic brand in the Midwest. Its yellow trucks are like freezers on wheels, going door to door, delivering ice cream and chicken strips. I always begged my parents for the orange Flintstones push-ups. If you know, you know. Well, a lot has happened in the grocery industry since Schwann's heyday, like Instacart and Amazon. So in 2018, the Schwann's family sold most of their business to a South Korean food company. Schwann's kept the delivery service, but changed its name to Yellow. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert has more on the company's transition.
Since 1965, Mary Bartles has been looking forward to her Schwann's deliveries. She remembers her 9 kids excited to see the delivery man drive his yellow truck down the driveway.
They would get on the truck and climb all over it, and they'd all come in with an ice cream bar or something. And now I realize he was giving those to those kids out of his pocket because I wasn't paying for them.
One of those kids actually happens to be my stepdad, which is how I know that nearly 60 years later, Mary is still ordering ice cream, frozen food, and meals from Schwann's. And on this Thursday morning in Vermilion, South Dakota, it's time for another delivery.
One that's the manager. Come in!
Hi, Mary.
Hello.
How are you?
Nate O'Grady lets himself in and takes a seat at Mary's kitchen table. He's her delivery man now.
We have time to sit and talk and socialize with people.
He says his favorite part of the job is getting to know the customers along his route.
You get to know the customers well enough. You know exactly what they want when you come to the door. You know exactly what they're going to order. Mary's going to get her peanut butter cups. I know that.
Oh, yeah, that's the best thing they have.
Mary says it's the great service that's kept her buying from Schwann's for nearly 60 years. She doesn't even have to get out of her recliner as O'Grady checks her freezer for what she needs, grabs the order from his truck, and packs it onto the freezer shelves. When the Schwann's family sold most of their business, they kept the delivery service but changed its name to Yellow, spelled Y-E-L-L-O-H. Some customers, including Mary, didn't take much notice.
When did they do that?
The new name is inspired by the unmistakable trucks, according to Bernardo Santana, the company's CEO.
That's one of the reasons we kept the name as Yellow, because of the famous and recognizable yellow truck, to bring back and to keep this connection with our customers.
The makeover comes as Yellow contends with a much different market than when the company started in 1952. Its main competitors used to be local, family-owned shops. Now, online giants like Walmart, Costco, and Amazon are coming for its customers. Yellow is still delivering its own Yellow-branded proprietary products. About a year and a half after announcing its new name, Yellow made another change. It cut 750 employees and closed 90 delivery centers. Santana says it's to keep up with new technology and a more competitive online grocery environment.
20 years ago, there was no Amazon. We are trying to compete with all of those service providers.
The new brand and cuts are part of an overall strategy to modernize Yellow's delivery service, says Akshay Rao, who teaches marketing at the University of Minnesota.
The whole rebranding, cost-cutting through the reduction in their workforce and so forth is part of a strategic shift, which is emphasizing costs rather than customers.
Yellow CEO Santana says customers are still the priority, but the cuts do leave some in the dust. The yellow trucks used to make deliveries in all 48 lower states. Now it's just 18. Customers elsewhere can get orders via UPS. It's a loss for Deb Kuamoto. She's in Lincoln, Nebraska and won't receive deliveries anymore.
It's really kind of ironic because here Schwann's, they were kind of like the first grocery delivery. And now everybody else has kind of caught up to them.
Ordering from Schwann's and seeing the yellow trucks felt like stepping back into her childhood.
I think it's the end of an era because I do miss the drivers. I really do.
She says she'll go to the grocery store instead of ordering via UPS, even if the ice cream there isn't as good as Yellow's. In Lincoln, Nebraska, I'm Elizabeth Rembert for Marketplace.